The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, please, what are you looking for? Please get out from underfoot, darling. Mommy's trying to get dinner.
Where's the box of dog biscuits?
I just fed Brownie, dear.
I'm teaching him some tricks.
Well, all right. Don't give him too many biscuits. Here.
He sits down when I tell him to, Mommy.
Well, that's fine. Now, please get out of my way, darling. Daddy will be home any minute, and he'll be hungry.
Brownie! Kotako! Kotako!
You want me to set the table here?
Oh, yes. Where's your Aunt Effie?
Mm-hmm. Mommy, look now.
Yeah?
Brownie! Kotako! Kotako!
What in the world are you doing, Betsy?
I'm teaching Brownie to sit down. Did you see that?
Well, what did you say to him?
Kotako, that means sit down.
Oh, Betsy.
It does.
No, now, Aunt Effie, don't tease it. Children always make up their own little private languages.
I didn't make this up. It's a real language.
Well, it sounds like the same one you were speaking the other night.
It is.
Now, Betsy.
Well, as I said the other night, it sounds as though somebody we know has been watching too many old Tarzan movies on TV.
Betsy, you must not keep saying something that is not true. Now, Mommy doesn't mind you making up things. Why, even I did when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I know what fun it is to say a lot of silly nonsense, but you must also learn the difference between what is true and what is not true. It's all very well to pretend that's fine. That shows imagination. But, dear, you...
I don't care what you say. It is a real language.
You are not to stamp your foot and speak to me like that. Now, when Daddy comes home tonight, he's going to talk to you.
This is Joanne Woodward. The subject of mental illness is a widely discussed subject these days. The all-important fact about mental illness is that mental patients do respond to treatment as readily as any other kind of sufferer. 7 out of 10 mental hospital patients can get better if given proper treatment. It's the word if that remains a challenge. Most mental hospitals still need more staff, more equipment, more facilities if patients are to get effective treatment. Your Mental Health Association leads the year-round fight for better hospital care, more scientific research, and more public understanding of the recovered mental patient who returns to the community. It's healthy to discuss mental illness, but there will be more mental health if more citizens do something about it. The mentally ill can recover, can come back if we help. Support your local mental health association.
And I want you to sit down and have a talk with Betsy.
Oh, darling.
I'll put the paper down, will you, and listen to me?
All right. I don't know why you're making such a fuss. So Betsy has a great imagination. I think that's good.
I know. That's what I said to her, but she keeps insisting it's a real language, and imagination is all very well, but children should grow up at least knowing the difference between what is real and what is pretense. Now,
look, if it's real to her, what difference does it make? She'll grow out of it. Why, when she was babbling on in that gibberish the other day, we all said how we used to do that ourselves when we were kids, didn't we? Didn't we, Aunt Effie?
Well, yes, we did. But I must say there is one thing that is very peculiar.
What?
Well, she seems to use the same words. I mean, when she tells the dog to sit down, she says the same word all the time.
Oh, well, she makes up different things.
No, I think Aunt Effie's right. The other day she did this and insisted it was a real language. And you asked her to say hello or something. Right away she said something.
Well, she just made up some crazy word, that's all. I think it's kind of cute myself. And I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill, Daphne. How about dinner? I'm starved.
Well, the potatoes aren't done. All I'm asking you to do is talk to Betsy and explain to her the difference between a real language and just silly nonsense that she makes up. That's all.
Oh, all right. Where is she? Betsy!
That's in her room. I think she's mad at me. She burst into tears and stamped her foot. Yelled, it is a real language.
Oh, a bit of a temper, huh?
Yeah. And she gets it from you.
From me? I don't have any temper.
Did you call me, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Come here, cutie pie. Now, look here. I don't want any more stamping of your foot at your mother and yelling at her.
But she keeps saying I'm not talking a real language. it, then I am.
Now, look, Betsy, honey, it's real to you, and Daddy understands that, but a real language is something that, well, I don't know how to explain it. It's what a lot of people speak in a different way from you, and yet they understand each other.
Yeah. I know. I have some friends, and they speak to me in this language, and I speak to them, and we understand each other.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
And what do you say to each other, Betsy?
Well, I don't know. Lots of things.
Well, give us an example now, honey.
Give a sentence or something.
Yeah, I want you to come over to my house and play now.
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you say that?
Mipaka, Weiwei, Toko, Yangu, Nayamba, Nacheta.
Oh, my goodness.
Say that again, Betsy.
Yeah, for Pete's sake, can you say that same thing again?
Yes. Mipaka, Weiwei, Toko, Yangu, Nayamba, Nacheta.
Are you kidding?
What? How about what?
Was that really what you said, dear? I mean, what was it? Wants to come to my house and play or something?
Yes.
Well, I don't believe it.
I did too, Annie.
No, wait a minute. Let me get this thing straight. Can you say anything else, honey?
Yes. What do you want me to say?
Well,
I
don't know. I
can't even think of anything.
Well,
how do you
say, ho, how are you?
Yandu, haligami.
Well, how do you say, I'm hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Yeah.
I tell you, this is incredible.
I don't know how to say that.
I'm
tired. I'm tired. I think I'll go up to my room and go to sleep.
Yeah.
1, 2, Nichoka, Nipaka, Kuenda, Nichamba, Yangu, Nakulala.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm inclined to think somebody is pulling our legs.
What?
Nothing, darling, nothing. It's just an expression. I don't agree with you, Aunt Effie. I don't know what she's doing, but this is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You didn't learn this in school?
You learned this in school?
Well, I didn't learn it in school. I learned it outside.
What do you mean you learned it outside?
On the playground.
You learned it on the playground? What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? Who did you learn it from?
From the twins.
What twins?
Judy and Jamie. Oh, Mommy, I told you about them.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You never listened to me, Mommy.
Well, I'm sorry. Why did you tell me about them?
I told you they were nice and they used to live somewhere else. And they just moved here this year.
Where did they used to live?
I don't remember.
Didn't they tell you?
Yes, I guess so, but I don't remember.
Crazy, isn't it fantastic? Yes, is that the way the twins talk?
Yes.
Well, don't they speak English?
Yes, but they talk the other way, too. And you know what? One time they had a lion right in their front yard.
What?
And Jamie said one time they had an elephant, too.
Oh, Betsy, a lion right in their front yard and an elephant?
Yes.
I don't think Betsy's the only one with a great imagination.
They did have a lion.
Oh, honey.
And they even seen gorillas, too. And they weren't in cages.
Gorillas?
They must have lived in Africa.
Was that it, Betsy? Is that where they lived, in Africa?
I don't know.
I have been to every PTA meeting. I certainly haven't met any people who used to live in Africa, and I met the parents of everybody in Betsy's class.
What's their last name, Betsy?
Jones.
Jones, that's a big help. Well, do you know where they live?
They live here.
I guess I know that, Don. I mean, where?
Oh, yes, I know where they live. They live in one of those houses in the development near the school.
Okay. Come on, Betsy, get your coat on.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. We'll drive over there.
My goodness. Dinner must be ready by now.
Honey, and they'll be eating dinner.
You can't just barge in.
I want to know what Sam Hill Betsy is speaking.
Well, I'm not even sure which house they live in, Daddy. They all look alike over there.
Call Miss Banks, the principal of the school. She'll know, and I have her home phone number.
And I'll get dinner on the table. It would be nice to eat just one time before dinner is ruined. Everything always seems to come up right at dinner time.
Yes. All right, Anna.
Now, Betsy, listen, honey. I want your word of honor. I want your word of honor that you are not making all this up. You understand? I don't want to call Miss Banks now and make a fool of myself.
No.
So, now look, honey. Say something else in that funny way.
What am I saying?
Well, ask him to please get dinner on the table.
Kanasi, Rika, Chakala, Namega.
Say it again.
Kanasi, Weka, Chakala, Namega.
Well, I don't know. I got a feeling that I am dreaming all this.
Call Miss Banks.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. CBS News is a high-pressure operation in New York City. CBS News is a footloose correspondent who has toothbrush and will travel to any wildernesses of the world. CBS News is an uncompromising association of reporters, writers, editors, and correspondents whose sole goals are truth, all of it, and speed, all there is. Only a network like the CBS Radio Network can support such an organization with its batteries of offices and chief centers of world population, its connecting links that girdle the globe, its amazing standard for accuracy, its fanatic devotion to duty. Only this station in this area, backed by the CBS Radio Network, can present the mammoth CBS News output daytime and night throughout the week. What spells the difference between CBS News and news with a small n is the network with the big N for news sense. The network with CBS News. Make it a habit to be fully informed.
Yes, my goodness, I don't believe it.
I am telling you what Miss Banks said. Betsy is speaking Swahili.
What am I talking, Daddy?
Swahili. At any rate, Miss Banks thinks it's Swahili, but she's not positive.
No.
You see, apparently this Jones guy is a mining engineer, and he was in Africa somewhere for 3 years. Miss Banks isn't quite sure where. She's going to look it up when she gets back to school tomorrow. She'll write down the information and send it home with Betsy. Also, this Jones's address and phone number so I can call him up tomorrow.
I told you I was talking the real language.
Yes,
you certainly did.
Honestly.
What I don't understand is how the heck could you learn it so easily?
I don't know. The twins talk it, and me and Mary Lou.
Mary Lou and I, let's learn to speak English, too.
Mary Lou and I wanted to know what they said, and they told us, and so we knew it, too.
Just like that. Boy, we knock ourselves out studying Italian every day, and we hardly get beyond buongiorno. Overnight, practically, Betsy is fluent in Swahili.
Well, they say children pick up things easier. Now, come on. Let's have dinner. Come on, Betsy.
It isn't hard to learn another language, Daddy.
No, it isn't.
No, you just learn the words. It's easy.
It is, huh?
Yes, it's real easy. I'll teach it to you, Daddy.
Betsy, you go wash your hands now. Hurry up and get to the table.
Boy,
now, dear, you can let her teach you. Yeah. You never know. It may come in very handy someday.
Oh, yeah, sure. Very practical language to know, Swahili. I can use it on my next African safari.
Of course. Now, come on, dear. Dinner must be ready.
Boy, I tell you, you do your darndest to get your kid to speak English properly, then you hope maybe she'll learn French or Spanish or something useful. Oh, no. Not my kid. She learned Swahili.
Come on, darling. Dinner is ready.
Swahili.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesterday. Sarah Hart, thank you.